Other. That's also okay. So again, so here, here in this city, Tzur, the Chum will mount to you that there's one stove, has two places, two furnaces on top, so a Jew could put his pot there, and a guy could put his pot right next to it. Now what should be the problem? My lechosh to come, what do you tell him, what's the special heter over here? Amar Abaye Mishum Bosa Nevela. That the question is, maybe the guy will take from his pot of Nevela, of meat, that's treif, and put it into the Jewish pot. Lo Yamrina, we're not afraid that Dilma maybe Mahadarape Yisrael Achure. Maybe the Jew will turn around his head for a minute. Turn his head around, and the guy will notice the Jew is not here. V'shod the other chavim nevela b'kedera the kavosa, and we're not afraid that the guy now will take out a piece of his meat and put it into the Jewish pot. This masachom we're not afraid about. Rashi says, "V'hokinami lechosh lochachomim mishum demei avros chavim." Standing here also, as long as you're doing business with the people outside the city. Even though it's right outside the city, so let's be afraid that the money you're going to give them outside the city, those people take the money and bring it inside the city, and they'll use it for avodah zarah. There's no issa, like a mushel. But even though it's very close by, sometimes the chomim cannot put any issa. So Rashi says here, afal pisha somach issa etzel hetem yoid, even though the two pots are close together, still we're not afraid, hokinami afal pisha b'nei yir, who asurim smuchel mechutz laretz, still it's mutter. Rav Amar is a little bit different. Rav Amar, my lechoshim, and the heter is before, but even though the Jew may turn around his head, but the Jew is still there, there is a svar of mirsus, that the guy is afraid, as long as the Jew is around there, even though he's not mamish looking, there is a mirsus, the guy is afraid to do it to the Jew. I'm asking that here it's mashma only that he's standing there, that maybe he'll turn around his head. For that we're not afraid. But mashma the Gemara, if he would leave for 10 minutes, then it would be also. If you would leave and come back 10 minutes later, then it would be also. Why? Usually we say a mashkiach is enough, a yaitzev nichnas. If he just spot checks, he comes in sometimes it's enough. And here it's mashma spot checking is not enough. Even though it is enough, you can turn your head around, that's okay. Why? This much mitzvah is afraid. If he sees you there, even though you can't see him, this much is afraid of you. But the second you leave the room, then it's nothing for him to take his ladle and put it into your pot. Even if the Jew catches him, he's not going to look like a ganef. He can say, I made a mistake, by mistake I put my ladle into your pot. So it's not so, he's not that much afraid. But still, in front of the Jew alone, he'd be afraid. Even though the Jew turned his head around. Right. Right. Another one. Yeah. Rav Amar, my lechoshul lechomim. What did the chom overlook over here? Mishum bishul yadik chovim. That we're not afraid bishul yadik chovim. Mishum bishul means maybe the guy would turn on the light, or maybe he'll pick up the guy, the Jewish pot, and put it down again. The shvinisav bishul akim over here. And the kavos yochanam here also lechosh lechomim mishum yamedim. We're not afraid, Mishum Yemedom, that maybe the outside people will give the money to the people in the city that are worshiping the Avodah Zarah. Again, we're not afraid. Rabba Barulo Amar Lechoshnam Chachomim Mishum Tzinura. We're not afraid, for Tzinura means it may splash. Whereas if the pots are near one another, let's be afraid when the guy puts in his pound of ham there, it's going to splash over into the Jewish pot. That we're not afraid about. And the same here also, Konami, and the reason why not probably is because they're careful. They know they're two separate pots. You're cooking one food, the Jew is cooking something else. So the Jew is there, the guy watches himself to make sure not to let it splash over. And the same thing by us also. The Gavosa Konami, the Choshem Chachomim, Mishum Lefnei Adayim. That even if, it's going how much of a cooler, even Lefnei Adayim. Now it's even 3 days before also, it's mutter to do business with the people outside the city.
Again, the people inside the city, they have the Yom Tov coming up in 3 days. They're going to worship the Avodah Zarah. Inside the city, it's also to do business with them, because by giving them money, they can use it for the Avodah Zarah. But for the people outside the city, since they themselves not worship, it's permissible. And the Chiddush is even 3 days before, that even 3 days before, if you give them money, most probably within the next 3 days, that circulation will go into the city. And you may be causing them to worship, still it's mutter. Even 3 days also still is permissible to do business with them. Now, Ma'al Lelech L'shom, Mishnah says, Ma'al Lelech L'shom, are you allowed to go down this road? If you have a road leading to the church, to the place where they worship the Avodah Zarah, could a Jew walk down this road?
Turn around, Bonin.
The day of the Chag, the day of the Chag, the day they're worshiping.
Anyway, what's he doing on that road anyway?
Yeah, that's the way he wants to go there. Let's see. Ma'al Lelech L'shom. So first of all, the Morris Mishnah Klal is a mutter to go down to their Chag. Can you go see their celebration? Tana Rabbanan. Here sheyesh po avodas chovim, a city that they have an avodah zara there. They're worshiping avodah zara. Also likonis l'toychoy. You're not allowed to even go inside that city. If today is their holiday, they're celebrating, they're making a party for their avodah zara, it's also for a Jew to go there. Also likonis l'toychoy. V'loy mitoychol yir acheres. He's not even passed through that city to go into the next city. Not to go into the city is Marasayan. Dear Rabbi Meir, because if you go into that city, people think you're going there to be oibid to avoid the zara. V'chom ma'imur depends. Calls the man shaderech miyuchedes liyoysa mokam osa. If this road is a straight road and it only goes to the place where they're worshipping, it's also to be on that road. There's Marasayan, people think you're going to worship. But ein aderech miyuchedes liyoysa mokam. If this city is like a highway, that true, it goes into the city, but it continues on to the next town, it's a highway, and then mutter, then it's okay, there's no Marasayan. People think that you're on 10 now, you're going down all the way, Palm Springs. Yoshev loy now. Yoshev loy koitz befnei avodas chovim. If you have a splinter came into your foot, all of a sudden, and you're standing in front of the avodas zarah, is lo yishchev yitlenu. You're not allowed to bow down right here and take out the splinter from your foot. Yeah. Why? Even though your intentions are, you have a pain in your leg, you have a splinter there, you want to get it out. But the Meister, by you bowing down now, it looks to other people that's called Marasayin. You have to watch yourself, you should not bow down here. Let's say the situation is not nearer, you go to the side, you turn around a little bit. If it's not nearer, then it's mutter. It's only also to do it in a way that it looks like you're being oivit. Let's say you dropped $10 worth of change. It's possible myself, but now I'm coming front of the Avodah Zarah. The same thing. La Yishcha, do not bow down there, Vietnam, and pick them up. Again, if they Shinira Kimishtak, Vazakovim. Even though if they'll see you picking up the money, they'll know what you're doing. But some other person may not see you picking the money, they'll just see you bowing down. That's awesome. V'yemeinu nira, it's not nira, again, you're doing it to the sides, turning around a little bit differently, then muta. Mayin ha-moshtach ne'avazachovim, there's a spring. The water is flowing, beautiful water is flowing. They have a water fountain right in front of the Avodah Zarah. So again, lo yishcha, you should not bow down there. V'yishcha, and drink from the water. Again, of nation, Nero Kimishtachaber, Lavoris Kachovim. It looks like you're bowing down to him. Again, if you made a Nero, you could do it in a way where clearly people know it's only for drinking purposes. You're not worshipping there. It's a different type of a man, a different way, different position. Mutter, then it's Mutter. Patsufoy Samakalchim Mayim Likrochim.
Patsufa is that's like images, you know, images of a person. You know, they make their avodah zara like an image, hamakal chomayim that has sprouts of water coming out of it. So lo yaniach piv al pi, and you should not put your mouth onto it and like suck the water from it. The yishten, drink the water there. Mivnei shenira kimenashik, it looks like you're kissing li avodas kechovim to the avodah zara. So since this is an avodah zara itself, by drinking that water, it looks like you're kissing it. Kiyotzaboy, the same type of the Nisrael supplies, Kiyotzaboy, lo yaniach piv al silon, a person should not put his mouth on a gutter where the rain drop comes off the roof, on the silon, on the gutter, the yish can drink from that water. Vnei hasakona, that's also Nisa sakona. So a similar type of the Nisa, not to drink from something. The Rashi says, Patsufas, on the Kalkamai means Patsufas, Odin, images of a person, Chalulun, they were hollow, that had a flow of water in the back of it, and the water would come out through its path, through its mouth. The Krochim, I said, Derek, Yeshuvay Krochim, Lisnoy, Begdulo, Lachinaka Krochim. The big cities, they made things like this. The family of Gabi Silon, Simon, Machub, Lakaka, Vesakono, Shla Yibla, Lukish, and now this worm, that you should not swallow this worm.
Alright, we'll stop this and you on later, next time.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We just started again the last Mishnah we had on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis. Again, the Mishnah said, "Yir sheyesh ba'avodas kechovim," a year which has an avodah zara means that today the people inside the city worship the avodah zara. So chutz lo muta, you're allowed to do business with the people outside the city. What about the opposite way? Let's say the people outside the city, that town, today was a day that they all worshipped their avodah zarah. So toicholo muta, the people inside the town, you're allowed to do business with them because they do not worship the avodah zarah. Then the Mishnah says, "Mao lelech lishom," is a Jew allowed to go into that city the day that they worship there the avodah zarah? So it depends. Bizman shaderech miuchedes liyisamokim. If this road is a straight road that ends up in the city, ends up in the place where they worship the avodah zarah, also there's a mara sign for a Jew to walk down that road because people think you're going to the avodah zarah. But v'imhoya yochol lahalach bo lamokim achar muta. But if it's possible down this road to go to another place, then there's no mara sign. Then you have a right to say, people say maybe going someplace else, then it would be mutter for Jew to walk down this road. So Gemara says, "Heichidami chutzalo." What is considered outside the city? The Mishnah says, even though inside the city today they're worshipping the avodah zarah, you're allowed to do business with the goyim outside the city. How far outside the city do they have to be? Some Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Chanina, Kegernat Luza Shel Aza, like the marketplace of Aza. In other words, even though it's mamish right next to one another, it Luza, we know that's the marketplace where they sell animals. And Aza, Rashi says, that's Ir Shaplishtim Vor Barbos Chavim for Yechutzlo Yishuv Samach Liyam Yoid, was right outside the city. So the kids, even though it's a Yishuv right outside the city, still it's mutter to do business with them. Some say, he asked the question, "At loser shall Aza Mao, what's going to be the law in such a case where the neighboring city is right outside the main city, Mao?" Or Malays, he answered back to him, "Loyolachto Lutzur Miyamecha, looks like you never went to the city Tzur in your lifetime." And the city Tzur, Rashi says, that's an Ir Shay Yisrael Vyodikachovim Dorambo, that the city that both the Jews and Goyim lived there. There is, and didn't you see there that Yisrael v'yevi kechovim sheshovsu shtei kederos agave kirachas, that a Jew and a Goy, they both cook on top of the same oven. They both put two pots, a Jewish pot and a Goyish pot. One is cooking kosher, one is cooking nevelis, and they have them cooking one next to another. And still v'loi chosh lehem chachomim, the chom did not stop them, did not say anything's wrong with this. Like Rashi says, "Loi choshar chomim, apa pisha somach iser etzel het." Even though they put the yis next to the heter, still it's muta. So hachinai biyas also apa pisha bnei ir who asurim smuchim lebnei chutzlo. Even though the inside city is right next to the people living outside, still it's muta to do business with the people outside. Now the Gemara explains, "My loi choshlem chachom." What does the minachom to not care about this instant? So the Gemara says, "Amrabayis is a big machloekis here." So Abayis says the Gemara is bringing a proof. "Amrabayya mishum bosu nevela." The question was, are we afraid that the goy is cooking in his pot nevelas? Would he put from his pot into the Jewish pot? So no, lo yamrin, we do not say, duma mahadrape yisrole achurei, maybe the Jew will turn around his head, v'shod yavikachov nevela begadera, and that the goy, while the Jew is turning his head around, would take some tray from the veil of meat and put it into the Jewish pot. We're not afraid of this. So if so, the kavos of the same thing would be b'yah sochinami. Lechosh lem chachomim mishum demei avonis chachovim. The chom were not afraid, even in a case where maybe there would be an isidi raisa of demei avonis chachovim. But Rashi says that means the money of an avoy desor itself, which that is also for Jew Tavenya Nofram. It's an issue of the Eraisa that we dash in the Posik. Miloyadik Biyot Chumuma, that you can't have any enjoyment at all. In other words, we're not afraid that maybe the people on the outside, they have money that they got from the people inside, which was money which was the Dnei Avodas Kechavim. So it's a big shalom in Tosis, and we show them exactly what does it mean, Dnei Avodas Kechavim. Does it mean the money that the Goyim bought something for to use for their Avodas Zorah, like the chalupa and the exchange of an Avodas Zorah? And we show them say on this, we pass can later that that's mutam. So Tosis wants to say it means money that's set aside to be used for the Avodas Zorah itself. For us, they can use this money itself for the Avodah Zorah. So this domain has a lock like an Avodah Zorah on it, and therefore there's nisa derisa to have an off from it. So the same now, we don't have to be afraid that maybe the people outside the city have this type of money. Even though this money would be awesome and derisa, still we're not afraid. In other words, still, since you're only doing business with the outside people, not with the people inside, you do not have to be afraid of this domain, the Dmei Avodah Zorah. And so he speaks out, even here it's mashmoni when the Jew is standing there. Like even though he turn his head around, it's muta. But mashma, if not for that, if he's not here, it would be also. I usually we say, nichnas v'yotze is enough. So he says, there's so many other places where if the guy would do something, he'd look like a ganef. But over here, it doesn't look like a ganef. Here we're more afraid. So that's the way Abaye learned that the chom will even make all to be a chash of an issue v'yotze. Rava says no. My lechosh lem chom wasim in the chom did not cure here. Mishum b'shul yad chavim. It's only a suffix of doubt. Maybe the biyovinis of the rabbanon that maybe the guy would cook the Jewish pot, and that would be anis the bishlakum anis of the rabbanon. That's what we're not afraid about. So say therefore the kavos echnam the same thing by us also lechosh lem chomim mishum yemedom. Chom, we're not afraid that there's a loch in order to do business with the goy midrabbonin b'yoyim edom, the day that they worship the Avodah Zorah. You can't do business with them because we're afraid maybe you'll give them profit, they'll go to be murdered to the Avodah Zorah. So even though it's only a sophic, it's an istrabbonin. So here, to the people outside, we're not afraid. It's only yosa to the people inside the city, not to the people outside the city. So to the people outside the city, it's muta b'yoyim edom to do business with them. But as far as the first chashash, if there would have been a chashash of Dmei Avodah Zorah, could be for that we would not be mekel. It's only muta if you know for sure there's no chashash, they have no money that was set aside for the Avodah Zorah. And l'chol, that could be b'shat from the Mishnah before. That our Mishnah says that lefnei a day mitzasa 3 days and mash mitzon yosim with the rabbanim we said before, like mishumeiv would be muta. Why isn't there a suffix of an issur d'oraisa using the Dmei Avodah Zorah? And it could be they were talking about where you know clearly that money is not Dmei Avodah Zorah. Like over here, you have to know the money is not Avodah Zorah. Then it's only a chash of yomedom. So here we'll make on the people outside the city. And Rabbi Barul Omar loichosh lehem chachomim mishum tzinura, that the chom we're not afraid about here is not about bishalakim. It had it been a case where there's no chash of bishalakim, but rather there's only a small chash maybe when the guy put in his nevela, it splashed over into the Jewish pot. For this we're not afraid because this is a very small issa. Like even if it did splash over, first of all it's not shchiach, and secondly it would have been bottle bereiv. So that's why we're mekel. So therefore, the kavos, the same type of the case, Ochanem, over here also. Lechosh lem chomim mishum lefnei adayim. We're not afraid over here, lefnei adayim, that's all. There's the Issa, not to do business 3 days before the Yom Chag. That's only a small shast rabbonin that maybe you give them pleasure, and because of that pleasure, maybe they'll be able to be Yom Edom. That we're not afraid about. Because we're only afraid about to the city itself, to the people itself that will have the Yom Edom. It's also 3 days before. But to the people outside this city, there it's mutter. Yeah. Again, it says, Ma'o Lelech Lishom. Is a Jew allowed to go to this place, into the city, where in this city they're worshipping Avodah Zorah? So Tana Rabbanan, again, Ir Sheyesh Bo Avodas Kechavim, a city that has an Avodah Zorah, meaning that today there's a Chag there, they're worshipping the Avodah Zorah. The loch is also likonas latoichai. It's also for a Jew to go into that city or into that place where they're worshipping, because it's a mara sign. People think you also are going to worship. For loy mitoich liyir acheres can't go here into another city either. Dibrei Rabbi Meir. Right. The chom says the chom moyim depends.
Kol zaman sha'derech miyuchedes liyoyse mokim osar. Ein ha'derech miyuchedes liyoyse mokim, then it's mutter. Now, yoshiv loy case. Let's say somebody has a splinter in his foot. It happens to you right in front of the Avodah Zarah. The law reads again, lo yishcha, you're not going to bow down, be it len and we'll take it out. It is a mara sign. People will see, look at you, as if you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. The yemeina nira, but let's say people do not see, or will see in the Gemara, meaning you do it in a different manner, that they're not choshed you, then muta. Same thing, nispazra loy moisim of the Avodah Zarah, lo yishcha v'yitlenu. If your money disperses in front of the Avodah Zarah, you're not going to bow down and pick them up. Again, if you made a nira, but if you bow down in a way, you bend down, you back to the Avodah Zarah, it does not look like you're worshipping, then muta. Mayin hamush, the same thing, you have a well. A mayin hamush is a well that's flowing. Lifnei Avodah Zarah, it goes out in front of the Avodah Zarah. The same thing again, lo yishche, you should not bow down, v'yishte, and drink from this well, from the spring. Because if you bow down normally, it looks like you're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. There's a mara sign involved. But again, we'll see what that means. If it's not noticeable that you're doing it for this purpose, it doesn't look this way, then muta. The same thing, Bar Tzufais used to have a statue, a form of a man of the Avodah Zarah, a Bar Tzufais forms, HaMakalchin Mayim Lekrochim. They used to have the flow of water used to go through the mouth of the statue. So locker is lo yiniach piv al piyim. You should not put your mouth by the mouth of the statue. The yishta and drink from the water. If they shenira kemenashek la'avodachovim, looks like you're giving a kiss to this avodah zarah. Shenira kemenashek la'avodachovim. Ki yitzaboy, the same type of halacha also applies that lo yiniach piv al filon. You should not put your mouth at the end of a gutter when you have the rainwater coming down the roof. Through a gutter, you should not put your mouth by the gutter. The yishta and drink from it. The pnei sakana, because sakana, maybe there'll be a leech in the water, and that's a sakana sefoshes. We'll soon see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara explains. What does this rice mean? My ain't a nira. What does it mean to say that you're allowed to bow down and drink from the water if it's not nira? It does not look like you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. So my ain't a nira. Even if you want to tell me to lay miskazi that nobody sees you, let's say your money was dispersed at a time when nobody's around. So if you bend down now, nobody's going to see what you're doing. Then it's muta. So Gemara says, no, it's not true. The Yomer of you, Dama Rav, it's a stam Gemara. We paskan like this. Machlokes and Tosfos, but we paskan like this. The Yomer of you, Dama Rav, kol mokam shosur kachomim. Mifnei Marasayin, anytime the Chum gave an Isser of Marasayin, do not do something, even though the way you're doing it right now is Mutter, but people will think you're doing an Isser, is Afilo Bechadre Chador Mosa. Even privately in your private room, where nobody is there seeing you, still it's Osa. And the Achron Alochra is the Sirin Gemara, sometimes Mashu, we do all, sometimes not. The Haskamas HaPaiskim is that if the Chayshid to be doing this of your Isa, like here, if somebody sees you bowing down, it looks like you're being over the Avodah Zarah, this of your Isa, then we hold from Rav Din, even Machad Nechadar Mitzosa. But if what you're doing, even if somebody would see you, it's only in this of the Rabbonin, then you could be Mekel. Then Machad Nechadar Mitzmuta. That is a Marasayan on this of the Rabbonin, that's only openly where people will see you. But the Machad Nechadar Mitzmuta. This is for question, right? Kol Mokam, Pirish Rav Nissan Goyin, Yein Alok Rav, we do not paskin like Rav. But the Dharma Parashena the Chulin, or the Shuk Layasa Kain, Shilayikha Haminim. Should not think, don't shech in front of the water there, because it looks like you're doing something the way the Minim do it. But Smashm only Beshuk, only openly you should not shech in front of the water, by the water. But privately it's Mutta, I is Marasayin. So you see, it's only us of a Rabbin. Let's say your clothing got wet on Shabbos. You're allowed to spread it out in the sun, but not in front of people. Because in front of people think that you washed your clothing today, and now you're drying it. So again, Alma, lo yasru b'chotzer. It's privately, in your chotzer, it's muta. Alpha God, the b'shuk asum of the marasayin. Kach kabalti b'shabbos. Mipi mairi ha'chotzer. That's why Toy says in Mekalf with Rebbe, and when he learned Masech to Shabbos, that we do not pass like Rav. But if a Toy says Rabbeinu Yehuda Matzasi Nirulari, Hilchos HaKarav, no, we do pass like Rav. Can appreciate. B'Shabbos, like he explains, Shabbos, how he gets out of that Gemara. And this is one of the truths that they give, that if the chash is an isli rabbanon, then it's muta b'chad v'chadorim. But if what people think you're doing is an isli raisa, then it's also even b'chad v'chadorim. So here, that cannot be the pshat over here. So, Ella Eimer rather said like this, what does the b'raisa mean to say if you bow down, again, your money was dispersed in front of the Avodah Zarah? So the b'raisa says you should not bow down, bend down to pick it up. But if it's Eimer Nira, does not look, then it's Mutsa. What is does not look? Does not mean that other people are not looking, but rather it means Aleimo, Imeino Nira Kimishtachin Alavot Rechavim. Mutsa, if it does not look like you're bowing down, like Rashi says, your back or your side is towards the Avodah Zarah. In other words, you're bowing down backwards. So therefore, it does not look like you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah, you're not bowing down towards him, you're bowing down, your back is towards him. Then it's Mutsa. Now the Gemara asks the question, Utsricha, like what do we need all these cases for? They're all the exact same case. You should not bend down to pick up your money, to take out a splinter, to drink water. It's all the same Svara, that there's Mara sign, it looks to people like you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. Mercy not Utsricha. The Tanakh, we just had the first case, the person has a splinter in his foot in front of the Avodah Zarah. He should not bow down to take it off, take it out. Mishum, the Efshal Lemezel Kameh or Mishkalei. Listen, you could walk another few steps, walk another 5 steps, and take it out there. What do you have to stop right now in front of the Avodah Zarah for? Avo Mois, from the case, therefore we say it's also, you should not do it here. Avo Mois, from the case where your money was dispersed, the Layefsha, there you can't go away 5 steps. Your $1,000 of money is right here laying in front of the Avodah Zarah. So you want to bend down not to pick it up. Maybe here the Rabbanon will let you, Mishum Arasayim. Maybe there's no Issa. So I need the Chiddush here also, it's Issa. V'ton HaMazah, I would have just learned the case where your money was dispersed. What about the Zara? The Mamayna, it's only money. So for money matters, the Rabbanon say nothing doing. We do not let you bow down. It looks like you're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. Avo Kites, but the case where you have a splinter in your foot, the Tzara, there it's painful. Good, you could walk a few feet, but it's painful to walk with a splinter in your leg. In your foot. Aim Aloy, maybe here the Rabbanu said, Mishum Tsar, uncomfortable, you're allowed to take out the splinter now. Kamashma, no, still it's us, there's Nist of Marasain. Well, that we had before, right? If we could do it, Kalach, if we could do it in a way that does not look like it's Bang Smutta. Vitona, Hani, we just said these two, Hani Tarati, Mishum Deleke Sakona. These two cases, there's no Sakona involved. Avomayin, Dika Sakona, Dila Shosi Mais. Let's say the case where a guy is thirsty and he's about to die if he doesn't drink. So I would have thought to say maybe then it's mutter for him to drink. Eima loy tzricha. The Chiddush is even in such a case still it's also. So I'm not sure. So Rashi says, Baram Rashi says, the loy shasi mayis b'tzama. It could be in a case where he's so thirsty that he, if he does not drink, then he'll die. Even in such a case it's also. So I'm not sure the Rashi really means like this. Or just means really there's a case where he's about to die. Not that he's really going to die right now. I'm not sure if it really be Pekuach Nefesh if this is called an Abizraya D'Avodah Zarah. Like by Avodah Zarah, the locker is Yoharak V'Yayavar. You have no heter to worship the Avodah Zarah. That's only me doing a real Issa. I'm not sure if a Marasayan goes into the category of Abizraya D'Avodah Zarah. So I'm not sure if it's a real Pekuach Nefesh, would it be Mutter? Could be then it would be Mutter. Just means even though a person is very, very thirsty and very, very tired, maybe you're thinking that we have to drink or faint, Kamashman still, you should not drink. Now, Parat Susuf, what do we mean the last case? If you have the idol here, you have the form of a person, that they have a well, the water flowing through the